read that Bible verse, and then pray read that song, and then, you know, I try to get as much in as possible, you know, really maximize my time spent. But then as the brothers kept talking about, like, really cherishing and, like, really sitting on certain things, I started, like, taking more time. And today I found myself singing the same stanza over and over again. And I would try to, like, be like, okay, now it's time for another song or another verse. And I just couldn't help but just stay on the same song. And I was, like, praying that song. It was the one. Oh, no, we're not supposed to say that. Okay, yeah.
So sometimes in my time with the Lord, I talk really slow because I know that my mind can go like light speed. And there are times when I come to the Lord and my mind goes super fast and I just feel like all these thoughts. And it always reminds me, Lord, without you, Lord, I have no chance. So Lord, be gracious to me. And I'll just end with this. I read this a while ago, and it still comes to mind sometimes. A sister said, hold your heart still there in his presence. He gets the most done when you're standing still.
Amen. I really appreciated the fellowship on the word anointing and how we have to follow the feeling within. Mm-hmm. So like earlier on in the week, I was doing what I always do when I spend time with the Lord in the morning, and like, you know, it's just praying. And my mind definitely wanders, but I usually try and pray my way out of that. So, like, when my mind goes somewhere, instead of just thinking about it or trying to just deny it, I just kind of start praying to get out of it. But that just kind of leads me down a rabbit hole. And so this morning I tried singing. And, like, last time, yesterday, I was going to, but I was kind of close to people, so I didn't want to sing. But today there was, like, enough space that I felt like nobody would really hear me, so I just started singing. And it really helped because when something touched me, I could start praying. And when my mind started wandering, instead of trying to pray, I just go back to singing. And when that song is over, I just go to a new one. And it just really helped the flow going. Amen. Amen.
I since Saturday, well, before coming to this training, I've never like really tried to spend time with the Lord. And every time I tried, it would be weird for me to say, Lord Jesus. And, it, you know, I never, even as much as I tried, I just felt really uncomfortable, even though it's the name of the Lord. But as coming here, I had fellowship with some sisters, and they told me just to make it a habit. And I found myself calling on the Lord continuously till it became comfortable to me. And I felt so enjoyable that, you know, I thought that I have to finish the whole verse in order to pray read. But I realized, but the brother said, there's no need for you to even finish. You could be stuck on that one word and you can elongate your prayer. And that felt so helpful to me because I felt like my prayer was so empty and it had no feeling in it. But as I just try to just use those techniques to just enjoy either one part of the hymn or just enjoy one part of the verse, the Lord just became so sweet to me that I was even able to call upon the Lord as many times. And even though the room, I could hear like another sister pray, I even called the Lord louder. And that helped me even more to say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Amen.
I really enjoyed the points about singing and following the Lord's leading. Especially with singing, when I first started, I didn't sing at all. I just went straight into the word, and I would try to stay in one place and kneel. But I found that I would, you know, fall asleep while I was kneeling. So the Lord, you know, wanted me to get up and move around and walk around and even just to get a drink of water or something like that. And as the days have just been going by, a hymn would just, you know, come, and I would just sing for it. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I appreciated a similar experience to what Spencer shared earlier about following the Lord. I think before I had this concept that in order to really spend quality time with the Lord, you really have to get into something, into one particular matter in a very deep way. For example, just pray, read a verse, like a single phrase. You really need to dig it and dive into it and mine it. And yes, that happens. But actually this morning, I really appreciated Brother Ricky sharing, follow the Lord. The feeling, if the anointing stops, then you just keep going. So what I did this morning was I started singing. And then as soon as I had a feeling, I just prayed a little bit over the feeling, and then maybe like one or two lines I would pray, and then I just kept going as soon as the feeling stopped. As soon as the anointing, or as soon as I felt like the Lord wanted me to just go on, I just went. I said, amen, Lord. You know, I thought before that this is just a matter of being distracted or being all over the place, but this morning I just followed the feeling. Amen. And the time was so sweet. You know, I can't say I enjoyed anything in particular, any one thing or any one something in particular, but I enjoyed spending time with the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord brought me on, just brought me through all different kinds of one scriptural song after another scriptural song, after another phrase, after another hymn, and I just kept on following the Lord. And I just felt like I just enjoyed the Lord himself so much.
Amen.
Just being with the Lord, loving the Lord, letting him take the lead. Amen. It was just so sweet this morning.
Amen.
One note. This is our final full day here, right? Right. Then tomorrow. I want to encourage you, take advantage of the hours that we have remaining, that we're in this place. Some of you, because of the speakings, especially in the evenings, there's an accumulation of speaking, and you have not broken through with that speaking. I arrived here on Monday, and I know that after that word on pure in heart, there was a lot of activity in many of you. Mm-hmm. But that speaking has not consummated its work in you yet, because you haven't had time to spend with the Lord, to let that word sink in, and you haven't breathed out yet. There are some things the Lord is touching you, has touched some of you about. And unless you breathe them out, you'll never overcome. It'll always be a struggle. You need time with the Lord, like 30 minutes, maybe even an hour. And this is a good place to do it. Like after lunch, to just walk and talk and just be somewhere. And maybe in your spot, or maybe I enjoy walking and talking. That's the way I do. And there are trails here that you could do that. Don't get lost. But there are marked trails, actually, around here. You could find a spot in there. There are 6 trails this way. I hope you would take advantage of this place and the fact that we're still here for another day plus. Amen. I just wanted to mention that. Do we have announcements for our next session?